This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
Yesterday, Joe Biden outlined his big plan for America, the economy, and it sounded to me like he's going very far left. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. The Zeoli Show on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, 855-839-1210. Great to have you with us this morning. I want to welcome to the program. Haven't talked to him in a little while, but always a pleasure to speak to him. Grover Norquist is president of Americans for Tax Reform, and he joins us this morning. Hey, Grover, welcome back to the show. How have you been?
I have been well. Good to be with you.
Absolutely. So you watched Joe Biden's speech yesterday. What I'm amazed at is here we are, it's July, and at this point you would expect the nominee to start trying to moderate a little bit. He's still going far left. In fact, I think he's going further left now than he ever has at any point in this race, and that is bizarre to me considering that he is going to be the nominee.
Well, he didn't win the Democratic primary. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren won it. And his ability to be that candidate and run with all of the structures of the left around him, it requires that he do everything they want. He doesn't have a national network. The unions do. The left-wing groups do. He doesn't. So he's got to go where they want to go. You mentioned him being more left-wing than he had been in the past. His tax proposal, $3.4 trillion over a decade, higher taxes. Hillary Clinton, when she ran as the very left-wing Hillary Clinton, wanted to take $1 trillion in higher taxes. He is three times to the left of her, three times more in taxes. He has said that he's going to take away all of the Trump Republican tax cuts. What does that mean? Median income, family of four, earning $73,000 a year, would have a $2,000 tax hike. $2,000 tax hike. A median income single mom or dad with one child, $41,000 income, would have a $1,300 tax cut. That's every year. That's not one time. That's every single year moving forward. So this is a massive tax hike. And if you wonder about, will the jobs come back? They are coming back now because we have lower taxes than we did under Biden and Obama. When they were in charge, it was a 35% corporate rate, which was highest in the world. Communist China is at 25. So if you had money to invest, he said, should I invest in China, where they'll steal a quarter of it that I earn, or in the United States, where they'll take more than a third, 35%. That's why a lot of people invested in China. On taxes alone, the communist country was a more inviting place to start a factory and hire people than the United States. Trump and the Republicans fixed that. They took that rate down to 21, lower than most significant countries in the world. And it was a huge step forward. That's why you saw all the growth, the wages increase, lower income people, wages increasing faster than higher wage people. This is a phenomenal, phenomenal step forward. And Biden has announced over and over again that in power, what he will do is raise the corporate rate higher than China's. Sometimes he says 28%, sometimes he says 35%. That's going to change the dynamic about where the world invests and where jobs are going to be. The big change.
I mean, it just seems to me that if Joe Biden were to play it as just kind of play it as a cool, moderate, last of the moderate Democrats, he might appeal to some of these swing voters who may not like Trump. But it's as if the people that run this party now, Elizabeth Warren and AOC and Bernie Sanders, believe that their message sells everywhere. It doesn't. I mean, there are voters in the suburbs who hear this kind of stuff. There are guys who work in coal country who hear him talk about getting rid of their jobs and then, you know, make them work on broadband, and they get really terrified. I don't understand the strategy here when we're talking about maybe four, five, six states that are in play, and in those states are people that are looking for, I mean, really at this point, they're looking for somebody who's just not going to wreck the ship. What Joe Biden's doing and Elizabeth Warren and Bernie, they're taking the ship and turning it hard left. He's talking about phasing out fossil fuels, clean energy by 2035. What is the economic cost of that, for example?
Well, he wants a carbon tax, which is a tax on all energy. It's like a massive gasoline tax on your home heating oil and everything else. And this is even something that Hillary Clinton never, ever touched. She never, ever touched it. And she got a memo from her chief of staff, which says, we've looked at the carbon tax. We've looked at the polling. It all sucks, was his short memo on why you should never be for carbon tax because of the damage that it would do to people in Pennsylvania and other states. This is a huge, huge problem for him. That's why he's in the basement. That's why he has to come out and say that so that the billionaires, Steyer and others who tried to buy the campaign, they will give him money, but only if he promises to do all the very hard left, very radical, take things over, run things out of small committees and so on. Then they'll support him with finances. And then the structures of the left, the get out the vote efforts, they're no moderate Democrat get out the vote efforts. They're only crazy people get out the vote efforts. And those people are only available to him if he signs on the dotted line. He will not be giving speech after speech about how he's going to raise the taxes on all Americans. He wants to take a 20% tax increase on small businesses because the Trump people took 20% of small business income, said, okay, we're not going to tax that, in order to get the tax rate for smaller businesses down to where it is for corporations. Right now, you can pay more if you're a smaller business as a percentage than a big business because of the way the taxes were structured. The Trump fixed most of that, big step forward on that. And Biden said, we're going to take that away. Massive increase on self-employed people. Matter of fact, he's going to make much self-employment illegal. This sounds crazy. It is. Sounds stupid. It is. But he's actually endorsed a piece of legislation that passed in California this November. It'll probably be repealed by the voters. It's called Assembly Bill 5. What does it do? It outlaws being a freelance writer. So if you're a freelance journalist and you write for five publications, if you're a musician and you work for five different bands, if you don't have an employer because you're self-employed, that's not legal. Everyone will have to be attached to an employer, like something out of the serfs and the feudal period. You can't be an Uber driver because you can't work for yourself. You have to work for somebody else. Uber, Lyft, those things don't work without self-employed people running their own businesses. He actually has endorsed banning that legally. Hillary said she was going to crack down on self-employment, which you had to guess what she meant by that. Biden has put it in writing. So he has promised to the left all of these things. These are public promises. They're trying to elect a House and a Senate that is as radical as he is. And as they move forward on that, he will talk about anything and everything else. And the press, the establishment press, which is hostile to Trump's reforms, one that's being announced today and tomorrow, which is to shorten the period from many years to a shorter period to build a road or a bridge. Right? If you say today, I'm going to build a bridge, it could take you 6 years to get the approval to build a bridge or widen a road. This isn't something where you're dealing with sensitive environmental, you know, places where birds nest or something. This is a road that exists, has been there for 100 years. Make it a little bit wider can take you years to get done. Trump has finally beaten back the regulators on that. And yet, it takes a long time to change the rules if you want to be able to withstand court challenges and so on. So this is a huge, huge step in the right direction. Very helpful.
Well, Grover, I appreciate your time today. Grover Norquist, president of Americans for Tax Reform. Thanks for coming on the show. We'll talk again soon as the campaign unfolds. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.